So today we're going to be talking about the future, and you have one of those. So let's talk about it together. So welcome. We're glad that you're with us today on All Things Apostolic. This is Monday, March the 18th. And the year of our Lord is 2024. So your being here makes it worthwhile. There's just a lot of things that we're excited about. And you know, your whole mindset and how you face life has a whole lot to do with the thoughts that you cultivate when you first get up for the first hour or two in the morning. And that's a whole lesson there. But it's not just psychology. It's Bible. You set yourself in the morning with positive thoughts or about faith in a religious world is more than positive thoughts, but it is also positive thoughts on faith that what God has promised, he's going to help you to do that day, faith that he's going to give you strength for that day, faith that he's going to give you wisdom and guidance for that day. And of course, that means your day is starting out with praise and worship and the big T, which is thanksgiving. So you start your day with thanksgiving. And you and I have plenty to be thankful for. And so we give thanks today to God for all of the good things that he has given us. And we thank God that not only that he is, but we thank God that he reveals himself. And the basic nature, if you went through any of the classes here at Wilson University in the grad program, you know that the basic nature of God is that he is at once self-concealing and self-revealing, that God is in his essence invisible, but at the same time, his invisible essence, the Bible says that God is light. It makes that very statement. So what do you know about light? Light always proceeds. You can't call it light if it doesn't proceed. That's an important understanding about God. It's a theological understanding about God. Light proceeds, and the Bible says God is light. So there is no God, and there never has been a biblical God that did not proceed. We have some people that teach that there was a time that God started to proceed, but there was a time before that that evidently he didn't proceed. That's not true. God is light. It doesn't say God became light. It doesn't say God made himself light, but it says God is light. And so what is the primary characteristic about light? Well, it goes forth. Light goes forth. That's proceeding outward from self. So it's the nature of God from his very essence, not from an act of his will, but from his very essence, it's the nature of God to proceed outward with light, which of course gives enlightenment. So you take it from also a physical stand of God is light to the fact that light gives enlightenment, which is mental revelation or understanding. This is why the University of California in Berkeley, which is one of the most liberal universities in the world, but by the same token, they're a motto from many years ago, and it still is their motto, is God is light, or rather, let there be light, which God spoke in the first chapter of Genesis, let there be light. So God is light. So to know God is how you get enlightened. So when people say, well, you're a Christian, so you automatically believe that you go to God to learn everything. Well, let's just twist the wording a little bit to use biblical terminology, but to say it a different way. So where you get enlightenment is where the light is. And the light source is God, because God is light. So your enlightenment comes from the source of light. So God is concealed. You'll never see all of God, but God is self-revealing. So the self of God, we're getting a little deeper here, but the self of God is both concealed and revealing, concealing and revealing. So when the Bible says God's invisible, no man can see him, the essential source, you cannot see God. He is spirit. He is everywhere at once, equally everywhere at once, not by extension. He's equally everywhere at once. And that's in his essence. You cannot see him there. And primacy of place takes place with invisibility. However, from eternity, God has always been proceeding outward from self because God is light. And so the terms that you use to describe light are shine. What does that mean? Ray of light. Beam. Light beam, like in your headlights, beaming out. All of those terms and others, glow, luminescence, all of those terms indicate that God is a God that goes out from self. What's the ultimate outgoing of God? The ultimate outgoing of God is the incarnation, where God proceeded and the Word was made flesh. So anyway, there's a whole lot there, but I'm just saying when you get up in the morning and know that God is proceeding outward and that the beams of God's grace is resting upon you. The one thing God told the priest to tell Israel, like all of the time, is in Numbers chapter 6, the last few verses, I think verse 23 through the end of the chapter maybe, but is that God told them to bless the people and to let them know that God's face is, here we are, shining upon them. That God's face is shining upon them with favor. Amen. So you start your day that way. This is Monday. You got to get the whole week squared away. You don't start by saying, what a ragged day I had yesterday. What a big, ugly week I have ahead of me. How mean my husband was, or how my wife is whatever. Whatever you can think of that's negative. No, or the kids are brats, or my parents don't take good care of me, or no. Look, there's always going to be stuff, okay? You're always going to have stuff to face. How you face it makes a really big difference. And I want to say again, that's not psyching myself out. That is me following biblical process that says to enter God's gates with thanksgiving and to come into his courts with praise. And so the psalmist had a revelation there of how you start your day. So good morning, or whatever time you are with us today. Good day to you. Amen. And if it hasn't been good, get that attitude adjustment. Get that spiritual adjustment. It's deeper than just attitude. Well, so there you have it. That's a little introduction. I'm very, very excited today to talk to you. Some of you probably do not know this yet. Some of you do. That Wilson University, as of a week ago Wednesday, is now accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. And I don't know how else to describe it except that there is no higher accreditation in the world. We talk here at Wilson University about being world class. And for Wilson University, as small as it is, as young as it is, for it to gain accreditation is an amazing and God-blessed feat that will have ramifications for the apostolic movement for decades to come if the Lord tarries. Wilson University is at this point all online. I think that will change in some ways in the future to where we may not ever have a full brick and mortar school, because that's kind of not where the future is going. It's going the other way. It's going towards where we are. And in fact, even large schools that know about Wilson University will tell you that it is, as much as any school that anybody knows of, on the cutting edge of the future. And we can do this because we didn't start as a brick and mortar school that's got all of the weight that goes with that, that has to be carried along, all of those kinds of expenses, all of that kind of personnel. This is why education is becoming cost prohibitive for people, because these schools are carrying all of that, and then carrying the faculty also, and the faculty is also carrying the school, of course, but the administrations also. These are all just a lot of considerations about universities in today's world and how they're going to survive. So we're trying to stay lean but not mean, and head ahead with a success that is sustainable. And we believe we're doing that. So here's my anticipation. Look, we don't have this going, but we have talked about this several times. Is our future, we hope, includes, and I think this is the future of education. This is Wilson's idea, okay? I don't know if everybody in the world would agree with this, but they would probably not disagree very much, because they also are aware of the changes in the world in education. So apostolics ought to have the cutting edge of how education is done and how it's anticipated in our world today. That includes probably various sizes lengthwise of time of internships. And this is where we'd like to go in the future. The dynamics of being in the room with the instructor and with the other students, and being able to be in places where you see everything that's being taught, being acted out, being actualized is a better way to say that, right in front of the student, where they say, oh, I get it. I see it. I'm here. I'm part of it. So there may be a 1 week J session kind of intern deal, but then there may be interns that are there for 30 days. There may be interns there that are there for 90 days. There may be interns that are there for a year, and so forth. So it depends on the program. It depends on the person. It depends. And all of this, this is what's really cool, is all of this can be customized to the student instead of the school having this rigid set of rules of how things done, and this is all we can do, which, of course, everything has a certain amount of limits that that is of this world. But we can customize this thing to the students. So anyway, the accreditation is a really big deal. It's a big deal in a practical sense, in that students can use this as an enhancement for employment. It's a big deal in that they can, like, maybe they want to take their bachelor's with us, but they want to go on to do something that is not in the realm of what the vision of Wilson is, that's another school, but they've got the grounding. They've got a solid, tremendously powerful bachelor's degree from Wilson University that reinforces all of the basic things that we know that life needs to be robust and full, as the word salvation itself is a word which means whole and full, and a world of deliverance from the extraneous that is detrimental to a human individual's progress. So then if people want to go on in Wilson University, they will be able to do the master's program here. And there's already preliminary work on a doctoral program. So that's going to take some time. We are in the process of developing, hopefully not too long, by the end of the year, we hope to have our business certificate program going. and maybe by then the business degree, but it'll just be shortly after that till the business degree is also going. The business degree is going to be unique. It's going to be like no other business degree because it is a business degree that is formed around BAM, business as mission and business as ministry. And the BAM model is unique. It's revelatory. It is incredible. When we say BAM, now BAM is used in evangelical world terms too. Evangelical businesses and churches use it. But BAM has a specific definition in Wilson University. And it's not exactly what BAM is out in most other universities or in corporations. It is BAM with a apostolic flavor, and it's unique in many ways. So, in several very important ways. So anyway, that's coming. We are working right now on an archaeological certificate program, and immediately after that, a BA in archaeology, and immediately after that, an MA in archaeology. And likewise in business, we'll be working on an MBA that's based upon the uniqueness of an apostolic perception, a biblical theology of business as mission and business as ministry. So there's a whole lot that goes into that, that a person, there's substrata levels of understanding of scripture that go into that, that thing sets on, and that gives its impetus and its power. So accreditation's a big deal. If you have not registered, if you're thinking about going to school, or maybe you haven't thought about it, but you should, and you said, well, where do I start? Well, if you've never had really any formal biblical education, then, and all of this plugs straight into degrees, if you want to go on and get a degree, my suggestion would be to start with LEAP. If you're starting with a certificate program, you don't have to go any further than that. LEAP is Leadership Essentials and Apostolic Principles. It is an incredible entry point to get into it. And then if you're a pastor and you want to go on with the BA, this is just me, the advisor sure may not agree with me, I would take LEAP. And if I'm pastoring and you're mature, not doesn't have anything to do with age, just that you're mature, and then I would go take the graduate leadership certificate, which can transform the whole pastoral idea with a dynamic power that is proving over and over to be revolutionary, nothing short of revolutionary. So, if I was not a preacher, I would take LEAP, and then I would proceed. You can do it at your own speed, or you can do it at what we recommend. I would proceed to an AA, and from there I'd proceed to a BA. One of the unique things about Wilson University, it has a number of certificate programs, and it's making more certificate programs, which means it's just a series of maybe four classes or five classes, at the most six. And on a specific area like counseling or like archaeology or like business or like leadership principles and apostolic doctrine and things like that. Those are apostolic foundations. All of those are certificate programs. Every single one of them transfers straight into an AA or a BA, into a degree. So when you take these things, it's not like, well, I'm taking this because I'm interested, but it won't go any further. No, it'll go further. In fact, you can take all of those certificate programs, and every one of them, at this point, apply to your BA. It's an incredibly unique and innovative and approved way of operating. We're not the first one that's done it, but there's many schools that do not do this. But apostolics ought to have the best. Hey, thanks for being with me today. We'll see you next week.